Good morning, everybody. Today's Tuesday news report is on the way, and the title of today's report is Hooligans, Not the Solution to Parallel Trading Problems. Again, I've chosen an article that is trying to have a balanced view about mainland people, not a black and white view. Local media continue to call them protesters or demonstrators, but sorry, let's call a spade a spade. There is a word for people like that, hooligans. These are the people, mostly youngsters, who have been organizing rallies weekly in Yuenlong, Shengshui, Tunmen, and Shatin against parallel good traders from across the border, but end up fighting with police and picking on and sometimes even attacking any passers-by who carry bulky baggage or pull trolleys. For all they know, their targets might not even be from the mainland. Police and immigration figures show that more than half of parallel traders aren't even mainlanders, but local people. If they had their wishes, conditions might not improve that much. If mainland traders were completely banned, that would just mean a monopoly by parallel traders from the Hong Kong side. The ironic thing is that most of those hooligans don't even live in the northern districts of the new territories that are most affected. They respond via social media run by quasi-fascist groups like Hong Kong Indigenous and Civic Passion. The real local residents who actually experience the inconvenience and frustration may be willing to rally and complain to the government, but they offer nowhere near the level of confrontation and violence of these mobs we have repeatedly seen over many weekends and Sundays now. Given their deliberate and repeated provocation, police would be justified in taking harsh measures. This does not mean there isn't a problem with parallel trading. There should be short, medium, and long-term strategies to address it. As an immediate measure, customs on both sides of the border must crack down on repeat offenders, whether mainlanders or Hong Kongers, who carry undeclared goods. As a medium-term strategy, let's centralize warehouses where a reduced level of trading may be conducted to minimize disturbances to local residents. Longer term, authorities in both Hong Kong and Shenzhen should re-examine permits with multiple entries. If we want to reduce the number of visits Shenzhen residents may make to Hong Kong, we should be willing to accept restrictions on our own ability to visit Shenzhen and the rest of the mainland too. That's just fair. Okay, I'm going to pass over to Jason Yu now, and he's going to tell you his opinion on this.
Well, as a matter of fact, the issue of this parallel good trading isn't a problem within the border or across the border. Both of us are responsible for the issue, and of course, both of us should seriously reflect on this issue. However, I must say, hooligans' act of beating up people, tearing down their bags, isn't sensible at all. To tackle this problem, we must use sensible means in negotiation and make better policies to address the issue. For example, in Macau, they occasionally give out large fine penalties to certain parallel traders. As a result, the number of parallel traders decreased greatly. In addition, we need to think about the food safety problems in the mainland. Could the mainland authorities improve the food safety situation in the mainland so that they don't need to come down to Hong Kong so often to purchase foreign goods? Well, that's all the time I've got now. Now I should pass it on to Mr. Lane.
Okay, thanks, Jason. That was great. Okay, could you just repeat these words after me so that everybody knows how to say them? So, hooligans.
Hooligans.
Traders.
Traders.
Frustration.
Frustration.
Media.
Media.
Bulky.
Bulky.
Provocation.
Provocation.
Call a spade a spade.
call a spade,
band,
band,
harsh,
harsh,
rallies,
rallies.
Thank you very much, Jason. And just a reminder, again, at 1 o'clock today, you can come to the English Corner to have a coffee or a hot chocolate or a Milo with Mr. Lane for the English Cafe. Okay, so it's all free. Please come, check your answers, do whatever. Bye then.